This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عن النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قال لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر.
Brothers and sisters, today's hadith is narrated in the collection of Imam Muslim with an authentic chain of narration. الحديث صحيح. Everything in the collection of Imam Muslim and al-Bukhari is صحيح. It's authentic. The highest level of authenticity. And the Sahabi, the companion who narrated this hadith, is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the scholar, the muhaddith, the faqih, one of the high-ranking companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You hardly find any book of any section of our of fiqh, jurisprudence, or in hadith without finding his name. One of the highest ranking. Even in the Quran, he's one of the companions who narrated the Quran. In its fullness. The hadith is goes like this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that will not he who has this characteristic will not enter Jannah, heaven. He who has the smallest amount of arrogance in his heart. Mithqal dharra. Dharra is an atom in Arabic. And the Arabs use this to describe the smallest. Now, it could be what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam means by it is actually the actual weight of an atom. I have no way. But as from a linguistic standpoint, when they say mithqal dharra is the smallest thing you can imagine. Now, this hadith, there's a lot of unpacking and a lot of explanation. Number one, when he says لا يدخل الجنة, you'll see there's actually a group of hadith starts like that. لا يدخل الجنة so and so. لا يدخل الجنة نمام. لا يدخل الجنة قاطع رحم. It doesn't mean that that's it. No Jannah for you. That's not what it means. It means that you won't enter among the first who get into Jannah. And that's what you want. What you want is not to stand in line. That's what you want when you go to Jannah, inshallah. You don't want to stand in line because the Prophet ﷺ says, من نوقش الحساب هلك. You don't want the malaika to open the books and go and scrutinize every single thing you did. Could take like 5,000 years to go over that. You don't want that because it's very difficult to stand and justify everything one did, right? You want to go in without hisab, right? You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to smile on your face and say, okay, you've done some sins, but because you helped that one person or you did that, we're going to forgive everything. You go to Jannah. This is what you want. That's your aim, inshallah, for all of us, inshallah. So, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. The smallest amount of arrogance. Now, there's two words in the Quran, and for those who understand Arabic, should know the difference between the two. There's kibr and there's kibar. Kibr is arrogance. And الذي والذي تولى كبره منهم فله عذاب عظيم. Right? The kibr is arrogance. Kibar, on the other hand, is just old age. Right? So make the distinction. وإما يبلغن عندك الكبار أحدهما. Speaking about parents, right? So when they reach old age, kibar, so there's difference. And this one of the hadith ends here, but there's a little bit of an addition to it in a different hadith. One of the companions sitting there and said, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ ثَوْبُهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنًا. So this man wanted a little bit more clarification. He said, well, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of us would love to look good and dress up well and by extension, you know, drive a good car and have a good house and all that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained further. فَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. This is not part of arrogance. This is part of excellence in beautifying yourself. For you to dress up, that's not arrogant. For you to drive a good car, for you to be wealthy in general and to have a good status, this is not arrogance. That's not what it is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will explain. He said, "Al-kibru bataru al-haqqi wa ghamtu an-nas." Al-kibr, arrogance, is when you do not accept truth when it's presented to you. Bataru al-haqq is that okay? It's there, you see it, but you don't accept it. Wa ghamtu an-nas is despise and cause injustice to people. So that's basically this description. So being humble is basically not being humiliated and being. And nor being arrogant means you have to be you have to, one, I mean, being wealthy and having good status is a sign of arrogance. That's not what it is. It's what, really what you feel inside. This brings me to a saying of one of the scholars that, of course, the opposite of arrogance is actually humbleness, is tawadu, right? And one of the scholars says, this is the true status of tawadu, of humbleness. This is what it is. Listen to this. It says, a true tawadu, the haqiqatu tawadu, is that whoever you meet, you have a conviction, you believe that this person is better than you. If this person is older, then you justify it to yourself. Say, well, this man is older, or this person is older than me, definitely have more good deeds than me. I can't catch up. If he's young, if the person is younger, then say, well, I have more sins. I'm older. I sinned more. If the other person is a scholar and they have the knowledge, they say, well, his knowledge will save him. My ignorance will cause my demise. If it's the opposite, then say, well, I'm the scholar. I have the knowledge, and I sinned against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with knowledge. He sinned with ignorance. I'm not going to be held the same way he's going to be held. Even if the opposite person is not even Muslim, is kafir, doesn't even believe, you say, well, now I'm in a good shape. I don't know what's going to happen an hour before I die. So you always justify it somehow. And this is an exercise. If one practices it, then it'll cause you to have that true humbleness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who enter Jannah with no hisab. We don't need to see those books. We have, it's just, I know it's embarrassing. At least mine is. So I hope this was of benefit. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه قال عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. فقال رجل إن الرجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسن. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبنا وسيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله